is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I appreciate you for being here. The show gets started every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, he's holding things down for us in New York City. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. If you've missed a minute or a second or millisecond of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Hey, thank you so much to our guests. Pete Fuatek for joining us to give us a preview of the college football season. Thank you so much to Ben Standig for joining us, Washington Commanders reporter, to come through and talk to us about the trade of Brian Robinson from the Commanders to the 49ers. And we have so much more to get into as the show continues on. We have to wait until tomorrow for some college football action. We don't have to wait too much longer for NFL regular season, a little more than a week away, 2 weeks. But we got some preseason action going on right now. Yeah, I know you're excited for it. All games, all underway. We got the New York Jets and the Philadelphia Eagles. Got the Falcons and the Cowboys. No, there is no Michael Parsons. We know that. The Titans and the Vikings are going at it. The Kansas City Chiefs are taking on the Bears. I'll give you an update on all the games momentarily. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I know Malik Beasley, he's happy this day. He's been cleared in this gambling investigation. And we got so much more to get into. If you've missed a minute of the show, rewind on the free Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. The app is free. Just go to the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for tuning in on your local affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, whether you're paying or hanging out on a free trial, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, you don't have to use your hands. Just ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Now, how about that? I'm watching this Tennessee Titans game here. They just scored a touchdown. Van Jefferson, another old guy, they just scored a touchdown. Cam Ward only threw four passes here in this game. Four passes thrown by Cam Ward, three completions for 36 yards. Brandon Allen is already in the game, and Brandon Allen is the one who threw that touchdown. That's a Van Jefferson. If you want to call me up, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before the break, we talked about the NFL getting ready to crack down on some of these celebrations and taunting. They think that it's gone overboard with some of the sexually suggestive references, the references that obviously lean towards violence and guns. I don't fault the NFL. I'm fine with it. I want more dancing. I'm here for the celebrations. I can deal with some of the taunting, but a lot of the gun imagery and bazookas and cannons and shooting guys, I'm not in favor of. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Tennessee currently leading Minnesota 14-3. No J.J. McCarthy in this game. Pretty sad, pretty pathetic. One thing that we did discuss earlier in the show, speaking of the Minnesota Vikings, is that apparently they are interested in bringing back Adam Thielen. They've had to deal or will be dealing with Addison suspension, Justin Jefferson not playing as well, coming off of his hamstring issue and injury. Rondé Moore they bring in, he's already out for the season. So they're a little light in the ass right now when it comes to the wide receiver position. And so their head coach, Kevin O'Connell, his approach right now with the Minnesota Vikings is just, hey, I think we got the horses in the stable. Listen to what Kevin O'Connell had to say about his wide receiver depth. Listen.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of guys that wouldn't be here if we didn't, you know, see the talent, the skill sets, the ability. It's how you maximize your opportunities that some of these guys have, and some of these guys have taken advantage of, and other guys are going to continue to get opportunities. But I think they've got great examples. You know, when we're installing plays and we're talking about detail of routes and how things are done, whether it's 18 or 3 or even number one, you know, TJ at the tight end spot. We've got great examples in our pass game of what you should be striving for it to look like. And then it's about making the plays when they come to you. So I do feel good about the depth.
Man, what a long-ass way to not have an answer. Come on, Kevin, you're better than that. Well, he knows what he's doing. It's like asking a kid a question. Asking anybody anything. And they give you a long-ass answer, knowing that everything that they're getting ready to say is a lie. Let me figure out if I do a whole lot of talking, I can lie my way out of this. I can cover up my lie with more lies. That's pretty much how it is. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Another preseason game we got going on right now. It happens to be at halftime. The Eagles and the Jets. Eagles currently lead the Jets 6-3. As it stands right now. Yeah, the Eagles won the championship. They ain't going to have nobody out there. Colin McCord is throwing around the rock for the Philadelphia Eagles. And for the New York Jets, yeah, there's no Justin Fields. Brady Cook is in the game. All that talk and all that yapping all week long about how bad the New York Jets offense has looked. You got Justin Fields with a regrettable comment about how the New York Jets are going to be perfectly content throwing 8-yard passes, and that, you know, the offense, it may not be exciting for the fans. I'm still trying to understand why an NFL quarterback would ever utter such words, but it came out of the damn guy's mouth. Be prepared for an ugly New York Jets offense. Meanwhile, we talked about Jerry Jones earlier in the show. Always looking for a way and reason to antagonize Micah Parsons and his agent. In Dallas, the Cowboys are currently leading the Falcons 14-3. Joe Milton is out here playing for the Dallas Cowboys. For the Falcons, well, they got Easton Stick. There is no Penix Jr. playing on the team. Bacha, this is a battle of the backups, or is there a better name that I can give these guys?
Battle of Trash?
Oh, ouch.
Ah, trash is too far. Joe Milton has some talent.
Yeah, but
of developmentals.
Yeah, you want these guys out here competing for jobs. They're trying to make money. You calling them trash?
They're better than trash. They're projects.
Okay, yeah. Potentials.
Yes. Potentials,
maybe.
Yes. Question marks.
Question marks. Yeah, we'll figure out who gets cut maybe at some point throughout the course of the season. And that's what you hope for. If you're like a real, real fan, you watch some of these preseason games and you hope that you can find a diamond in the rough. There's always that guy that people get hyped up for and amped up for. And then most times he typically, you don't see him at all. It's like, yeah, where's that guy? Oh, they don't play him. And there's a reason. Great in preseason, not so much in other places. The Chiefs just put up another score against the Bears. Chiefs over the Bears, 16-0. Andy Reid said he was going to go out here and play his starters. Well, that he's done. Patrick Mahomes, 8 of 13 passing with a touchdown. Isaiah Pacheco with a touchdown on his own. And then you got Caleb Williams, who has completed 3 of 4 passes. Nobody else has thrown a pass yet for the Chicago Bears. They just got started in the second quarter. Ben Johnson, knowing that he needs to get things rolling. He looks at Andy Reid and he goes, I need to learn from him. Listen to Ben Johnson.
What I love about him is he's done it for a long time. So you can go back to Philly, and early on in Philly, it was West Coast offense really at its core. And now when you look at the offense, it's evolved so much. And so I think he does what all the good coaches do, and they continue to push the limits a little bit and find out what their guys do well. And I think he's really been the epitome of that. He's done a great job of whoever his quarterback is, he's going to find a way to have success on offense.
Okay. Well, he's going into the Hall of Fame. God bless him for still being here. Botcher, I know you were out yesterday. Man, we talked about the fact that somebody, I guess, accidentally shot through his window in the office? That's ridiculous.
Where is his office that he's even getting close to getting gunshots through there?
Well, you mean, come on, man. Bullets fly, bruh. Bullets fly. Don't gotta be close to a bullet to fly. They move.
I don't know that, but like, you're thinking geographically. Is he by like a street? I guess then. Because who brings a gun into the training facility or the offices?
Well, nobody. Of course, it happened off the side of the street. Of course, that's the case. Botcher, bullets move. I mean, if it's off. Have you been? You know where the New York Jets practice facility is?
Florham, yeah.
Have you been out there?
I haven't been there.
Yeah, man. If I'm outside busting guns, I can be off of a road. You know, I don't got to be up on a facility for a bullet to fly through. I don't think anybody rolled up on Andy Reid. It's just the fact and the idea that somebody obviously outside the facility. It could have been two people shooting. Could have been one person aiming. It could have been somebody just taking target practice, being a knucklehead. And just the idea that Andy Reid is in his office, minding his business late at night, and there's a bullet that goes through his window. My God, like, it's just horrific. Thank God Andy Reid is still here. There's other things on Andy Reid's mind. Knowing that Andy Reid has a team that's always competing for championships. They have one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Nothing's perfect, though, right? Got issues at wide receiver. Rashee Rice is about to be suspended. Andy Reid, he spoke to the media, not about being shot. Thank God he didn't get shot. But Andy Reid said, listen, yeah, when it's time to cut guys, this is what I tell them.
Yeah, so everybody can't make the team. They know that. I tell them that day one. Just make our job hard. So I can make it hard for Veach and his crew and the coaches to get rid of them. So, and that's how they've gone about their business. I haven't seen guys counting numbers and lines and doing all that stuff. They've come out and worked hard from the first guy to the last guy, and I've appreciated that. And it's a tough day. I mean, that's not part of the job you like, but inevitably you gotta almost cut half a team. You know? So that's not an easy thing.
Oh man, you know, if you're with the Chiefs, you basically know you're gonna be hard pressed to get a job. That's just what it is. Go find a loser team to compete for. I mean, there's a reason that Daniel Jones is just like, hey, you know, I'm a free agent. Where can I go? And sure, he's not some guy, you know, hanging on for an NFL career. But you gotta pick and choose where you can get opportunities, right? Daniel Jones said, I can take this guy's job. And he did. Got, what, $10, $14 million to replace Anthony Richardson for now until he gets hurt or he goes down? And shout outs to all the players trying to make a dream come true. Because there's going to be a lot of players whose dreams are dashed in a matter of days following all these preseason games tonight, over the weekend, from yesterday. There's going to be folks, their lives change forever. Not everybody is going to be around waiting on a job like Jackson Dart from last night. So things are about to get interesting. We're about to hit cut day for the NFL. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. David is calling from Dallas. David, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, two things, JR. First of all, Jerry Jones, I love him as an owner. He's transparent. He's a man of character. He's a man of respect.
Okay.
And second thing, as far as the gun celebrations in sports, I don't think it's that big of a deal, especially if your team has some kind of imagery with it. For example, Texas Tech or Oklahoma State or even the Cowboys. You know, if Dak Prescott wanted to do some kind of a gun thing, not a big deal. It has to do with the team.
Okay. Well, thank you, David, for calling from Dallas. Okay. I think gun celebrations are tacky. I think they're tacky. I think they're immature. Like like do that when you're in kindergarten. Do that when you're in the first grade. I think we're way off from, you know, being in school playing cowboys and Indians. I think we're more of advanced of a society. But instead of people playing cowboys and Indians, we got idiots out here who are full on just playing with guns. Guns are not something to be played with. I don't think imagery and mimicry of guns in any capacity is a game. I think it's immature, especially given the lives that are lost in this country due to weapons. Horrific. You know, the NFL is certainly a league that is, in a lot of places, hypocrisy just kind of bubbles over. The NFL is about making money. But in order to make the money, they at least have to put forth a good face, some type of way. And I give them credit for at least doing this. NFL ultimately doesn't care about nothing but cash. But yeah, I think us as people can do better than just swinging around guns, especially if they're real or fake. It doesn't matter. We don't need to mimic it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, I think Jerry Jones is a jackass. I think he's a pain in the ass. I think this man is a rich dude running a big fancy toy. He don't know what the hell he's doing with it. Not enough to win. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about somebody who I guess is not a jackass anymore. Malik Beasley, no longer being investigated for being a part of a gambling scandal. At least that's one less problem he has to worry about. And then we got a guy out here, Jake Paul. You know, all 6'1", 200 plus pounds of him is getting ready to fight 5'5", Gervonta Tank Davis. Yeah, welcome to the circus. Yeah, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we talked about Jerry Jones and gun celebrations in the league. The NFL's trying to cut down. I'm thinking about how much we're living in the twilight zone. And maybe not. Just things just always stay the same, but they change over time. Maybe we just get more of nonsense now. I remember Muhammad Ali, he fought that, I think, Antonio Inoki, boxer versus wrestler. So these exhibitions aren't anything that's unusual, but you know, I'd rather see Gervonta Tank Davis, you know, fight in a rematch instead of fighting a guy like Jake Paul. We got so much gambling in sports right now. We got Malik Beasley, who was under investigation. Apparently now he's no longer under investigation. We're in the twilight zone. Just things seem a little bit weirder. But, you know, before we hear from Jake Paul about this fight in November with Gervonta Davis, let's get this news that we received earlier today surrounding NBA player Malik Beasley. Listen to this from CBS Sports.
We want to bring you up to speed on Malik Beasley in the NBA. The guard was the target of a federal gambling investigation. However, according to his attorneys, Beasley no longer involved. They added that they were informed by the U.S. Attorney's Office that Beasley was no longer a part of their probe. Of course, the investigation stems from an irregular prop betting activity on a rebounding prop back in January of 2024. At the time, Beasley was working towards a three-year, $42 million deal with Detroit before the news broke.
Man, this man lost about $32 million from the Detroit Pistons because they wanted to wait on his investigation. Now, if you paid close attention, the reporter at CBS said that his lawyers released a statement saying that he's no longer under investigation. That doesn't mean that he's not. We haven't heard from the government yet. I think Malik Beasley, even though he lost out on a lot of money, probably get a job with an NBA team. He scored 16 points a game last year for the Detroit Pistons. He was under investigation for playing when he was playing for the Milwaukee Bucks. This guy is still seemingly having financial issues. This is the guy who owes, what, $7,000? No, Bacha, it's like, what, $25,000 in haircuts?
Per haircut, wasn't it?
No,
I'm not per. I think it totaled up, his debt was up to $25,000.
I think it was more for the haircuts by
itself.
For
the haircuts itself, which made us question how much is he paying per haircut.
It seems like there's more going on than haircuts. What else is the barber doing that he got to owe him $25,000? Who owes a and why is the barber cutting hair to the tune of $25K? That's
a lot of hair.
Wow. Huh? What?
It's a lot of hair.
More than hair. Yeah, Malik Beasley. I think he just got evicted out of the apartment that he had. He owed them rent money. He owed haircuts. I think he owed a dentist some money. Yeah, he just, Malik Beasley, whatever he's getting ready to get paid in the NBA, if he latches onto a team, apparently all that money is going to go right out the door. I don't know if Malik Beasley is good enough to play another 15 years, but I mean, damn, he's better got to find something to do. Damn. Oh, here we got an update. Former Pistons guard has paid $6,000 to the barber and a dentist. So, Bocci, he's chopping away at that debt. No, $60,000.
He was in debt more than $60,000 to a barber and a dentist? What's next, the baker? Like,
he might owe the baker, all of these people. Yeah, and by the way, he lost out on more than $32 million. It was $42 million. If he's to go back to the Detroit Pistons, now that we're later in the offseason, the Pistons could only now offer him $7 million a year. Now, look, I will gladly take $7 million a year. Sign me up. But if you're Malik Beasley and you're looking at a deal where you got $42 million guaranteed coming in and now you're only down to seven, I don't know. You can't get that money back from the NBA. And he can't sue anybody. What is he? Well, yeah, I guess he can. What is he going to sue the federal government for lost wages? Do you want that? And then I'm sure that by itself is going to cost millions of dollars in legal fees. So, I mean, damn, you're almost screwed. And just last season, he played on a one-year, $6 million contract. And so if he ends up back with the Pistons, he's going to make one more mil than what he did last year, and they offered him a hell of a lot more than that. We'll see if he's ultimately cleared, but one thing is for sure, he is still dealing with some financial issues. Somebody not dealing with financial issues, I think he's fine, is Jake Paul, who I think he just got married. We know that in November, Jake Paul is now going to take on Gervonta Davis. Yeah, Gervonta Davis, who is 5'5". Fights at 135 pounds to 145 pounds versus Jake Paul, who's 6'6", and weighs about 200 to 225 when he fights or puts on these exhibitions. And the one real fight that he had against Tommy Fury is what he lost. And so they're going to have a nice little gimmick fight here in Atlanta, Georgia, State Farm Arena. I'll probably go. Why the hell not? I'll go. Ain't nothing better for me to do. But I'm here for the entertainment. I'd rather see Gervonta Tank Davis go out there and have a rematch from his latest draw. But money talks, and it's more important for these guys to go ahead and make money while they can and actually make good fights. This is going to be an exhibition. It's not going on anybody's record. I wonder why. I'd rather see Tank Davis versus Lamont Roach, but we ain't getting that one. That's what Gervonta had to say about getting paid to fight Jake Paul. Listen.
I text that ass again. Tell them boys to give me 150 M's. I'm coming. You know what I mean? When I start streaming out that, stop it. Knock it off, cuz. Stop it. Tell them to send that bag, and I'm coming.
Yeah, I don't know how much money he's getting. It has to be a decent enough amount of money. I don't know if he's getting 150 mil. I don't think that might be a little excessive there. Jake Paul put out a video about this upcoming fight. And he says, this is going to be my toughest fight yet.
This is the most dangerous fight of my career. This is no influencer, no MMA fighter, no retired boxer. He's been fighting since he was 5 years old. And I have 5 years of boxing experience. My first pro fight was in January of 2020. I've never fought a professional boxer this experienced, and he's never fought someone my size. He's 30 years old. I'm 28 years old. We're in our prime. If I win, I just beat one of boxing's greatest and pulled off the impossible. If he wins, he gives you all what you want to see and sends me back to YouTube. But if he loses, oh, if he loses, that whole little image of toughness and badassness goes all out the window.
Yeah, this is like the WWE of boxing. They're selling the fight. I'm not mad at them. They're making money. I mean, we still have a legitimate fight, Canelo Alvarez and Bud Crawford. We got a legitimate fight. That's coming up next month. I think there's room for the entertainment fights. But let's be real. When the Paul brothers are, well, at least Jake, when he's done with the play fights, he can be a promoter. I mean, he's already promoting real fights. It's entertainment. As long as we still keep the real ones, I'm good. And about that size matchup, 6'1 versus 5'5. This is what he had to say about that.
What's new? Big surprise. Looks like everybody has Tank to win this fight.
I know you got him picked!
And since everyone clearly thinks size doesn't matter, I want y'all to keep that same energy when I fold Tank in half. Not to mention, Tank has been beating people up my size for ages.
Let me say this, though, folks. I don't think they're both winning this fight. This is going to be no different than what we got out of Mike Tyson. All right, he fought an old guy. Now he's fighting a much smaller guy. He's going to cover up and just keep him at bay. That's it. That's it. We're going to see every now and then somebody get cracked. Maybe he goes down on a knee. Maybe he gets knocked out. Maybe he does get hurt. You're going to get up. This is going to be a bleep show. This ain't going to be nothing but a money grab for both of these dudes. Hey, Botch, are you interested in this?
I actually am. I just want to see, since it's on Netflix and I don't have to pay extra for it, I will turn it on. Just because I want to see if Jake Paul can last with the real boxer. I don't think he's going to get knocked out just because of the size difference. But if he can be competitive for at least a third of the fight, I'd be interested.
Yeah, it's just for people to get their money's worth. That's it. I mean, yeah, people pay ticket holders and whatnot. Who cares what else is on the card? I don't know. They haven't announced another part of the card. Even if it has, doesn't matter at this point in time. It's a money grab. Like, if this was a real fight, and there's a reason why this one is an exhibition. Like, he doesn't want this on his record, and God knows what happens with Tank Davis. He doesn't want none of this. It's just like, hey, let's just make the money. Let's just go out here and be entertainers and make the money. But if this fight was going on in the street and they had just fists and no boxing gloves, I think anybody with two brain cells and two anything, electrons in their brain that they could rub together, would probably look at Tank Davis and go, man, he gonna whoop that guy's ass. Okay. Takes one shot to the body, one shot to the chin, and yes, he can reach his chin. And that guy's curtains. If this was a legitimate fight, Tank would be out there in that guy's body just knocking him down. It only takes a liver shot. That's the slow and painful one. You hit him once, 5 seconds later, he's grabbing his insides and he's on the ground. I don't know if we'll see that in this little make-believe exhibition that they're planning. But in reality, Tank would maim this dude. But whatever you can do to make money. I'll watch this fight. It'll be here in Atlanta. I'll go down and see it. And then also, well, we got a real one. Bud Crawford and Canelo Alvarez. There's your real fight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, it's August 22nd. It's been that way all day long. We're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then we're going to keep things rolling. But right now, let's go ahead and roll into a news flash. Here he is, Pete McCarthy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, you love this day in sports history? You love it? Do you really, really love it? Well, you know what? I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. It's the end of the show, which means it's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's August 22nd, 2025. But if we go back to August 22nd, 1957, Floyd Patterson, the heavyweight champion of the world, he beat Pete Reitmacher in the sixth round to keep his title. He did it in Seattle. Let's take a listen to this knockdown, knockout.
Patterson sends Pete down again. A sharp left and then a right. Referee Lochran is counting over him for the seventh time. This time, it's the knockout. Patterson, still the champion. Dazed and defeated, the spark of disgrace. Rademacher is taken to the corner by his handler. Referee Tommy Lochran raises the hand to the victor, Floyd Patterson, winner by a knockout at 2 minutes 57 seconds of the sixth round.
Yeah, technology is nice, right? You like technology? Listen how clear I sound, huh? How about that? August 22nd, 1975. It was a big old brawl. It was a third inning. Los Angeles. Juan Marichal. He hit John Roseboro in the head with his bat. There was a 14-minute fight. Roseboro had cuts on his head. Juan Marichal thought that he threw too close when returning the ball to Sandy Koufax, and he said, I'm going to go ahead and hit you. Listen to this radio report of Juan swinging that bat.
Well, we have a bulletin from San Francisco on the message board now, and I quote, Juan Marichal hit John Roseboro on the head with a bat following knockdown pitches to Wills and Merrily. Roseboro left the field bleeding over the left eye.
Yeah, you can't be out here swinging bats. You can't be out here throwing bats. You can't do that. Yeah, Victor Robles. I mean, all these years later, he didn't learn. 10-game suspension throwing in the minor league. So don't throw your bat. Don't hit anybody either. August 22nd. Let's go to 1989. Nolan Ryan, pitcher for the Rangers. He became the first pitcher to strike out 5,000 guys in a loss to the A's. You want to know what's crazy? He struck out Ricky Henderson for strikeout number 5,000. Let's take a listen, courtesy of ESPN.
I think that the whole thing, I'm sure, was a somewhat of a distraction, not only to me, but to my teammates. And it's... You know, I'm glad that I was able to do it at home, and I'm just disappointed that we didn't win tonight, but that's one of those games, and we're going to have to just put it behind us and come back tomorrow night and get after it.
You look back on over 20 years, the incredible marks you've put on the board, and the career continues. What's the secret of the longevity?
Well, I don't really have the key to that. I think, you know, I was blessed with a good body and arm, and then I think my work ethics and my concentration on mechanics and some of the new training techniques that we have. I think all these things have paid off.
Man, he struck Ricky out with a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. He was amazing, man. He was absolutely amazing. August 22nd, the year 2007. Speaking of the Rangers, the Texas Rangers, they become the first team in 110 years to score 30 runs in a game. My fans in Baltimore, they may not want to remember this. They beat up the Orioles 30-3. It was a doubleheader that day. Whew. Take a listen to this, courtesy of MLB.
Right field and deep. And it's gone. A three-run home run for Vasquez. Texas has put 30 runs on the board. 30 runs. his second three-run home run in this game.
Man, if I'm on a baseball team and we're losing 30-3, I'm drinking. I'm sorry. I can't do it in a dugout. I'd be in the tunnel. I'd pour it in a Gatorade cup. I'd be drinking a beer during the game. Bacha, if you're losing 30-3, what the hell are you doing?
Falling asleep in the dugout, faking an injury, home early.
Going home.
A lot of things.
A lot of things. I'd be drinking a beer. You got to wait for the second game, Bacha. You can't go home. It was a doubleheader.
That's why you hurt yourself. I have to go to the hospital. I think I need an MRI.
What a way to get out of things. August 22nd, 2018. Oh, maybe this is why Urban Meyer is whining about Harbaugh not being suspended and punished by the NFL. He was suspended. Hey, take a listen to this report from NBC.
Suspended without pay for three games, legendary football coach Urban Meyer sidelined by leaders at Ohio State.
I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation.
In a 23-page report, investigators determined Meyer was aware of 2015 domestic violence allegations against former assistant coach Zach Smith and failed to report them to the university.
I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt.
Smith's ex-wife Courtney says she sent photos of the alleged abuse to Meyer's wife Shelley. Zach Smith denies the allegations. The investigation determined Meyer made false statements.
I was never told about anything.
Man, now we know why Urban Meyer's out here trying to snitch and rat and get other people suspended, man. Urban Meyer, mind your business. If there's one thing Urban Meyer knows how to do, it's make an apology and tell you how stupid he is. That's another guy doesn't know how to shut up. Talk on TV, man. Ain't nobody want to hear you complaining all the time. Anyway, there you have it. There are a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been August 22nd in the year 2025, all day long. And there you have it, folks. Bacha, what you getting into for the weekend, man? What's on your brain? What you getting into?
I think I'm going to watch college football tomorrow just because it's some type of real football that actually matters. And then Sunday, I have no idea. Probably just a rest day.
Oh, that's good. It's a good thing. Yeah, I'm gonna watch the game tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Iowa State taking on Kansas State. That'll be fun. And, I don't know what I'm doing either. I'm going to try to relax, get some work done, and just chill. Take it easy. I wish I could stumble into a WNBA game, but we know that's not happening. And Caitlin Clark, did you see Caitlin Clark got an ankle issue now? Did you see that?
No, how'd that happen?
I don't know. Practicing, I guess. Ankle bruise. What a sophomore year she had. I was like, they're going to go to the playoffs and shock people. And Caitlin Clark is going to be an MVP and this and that. And then Caitlin Clark can't even see the court right now. It stinks. Oh, man. Oh, how about this? Here's some other news. Damn. Bacha, I spoke to you about this. Sean Kemp running after that guy and shooting him because he stole his stuff?
No. When was this?
I guess we talked about that yesterday. What, the incident with Sean Kemp?
Yeah, I don't remember this. So this must have been yesterday.
No, bro, Sean, this is like a year ago.
He did this a year ago?
I want to say this took place early last year. Sean Kemp was in like a parking lot in like a mall in Washington State. And somebody apparently stole like a bag or something, his laptop out of his car. And Sean Kemp sure as hell went after the guy with his gun in his car and shot at him. Yeah.
In a weird way, he's not wrong.
Bro, you can't be shooting at people.
Well, I know that in public.
Yeah, in a mall parking lot?
Yeah, no. That's dangerous.
Sean Kemp was sentenced Friday to 30 days of electronic home monitoring for shooting at two men inside a vehicle in a Washington State mall parking lot.
Electronic home monitoring? What does that even mean?
Ankle bracelet.
Oh, I was like, are they going to have like a video camera watching his entrance?
No. I'm glad you don't know about the legal system. That's a good thing.
Yeah, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, he just stays at home. All right? Just stays at home. Looks at the four walls. It's better than being inside of a cell, right?
Yeah, especially for shooting in public in a crowded area. I'll take 30 days of staying at home. Yeah.
At the same time, if I see Sean Kemp in jail, I don't think I'm going to bother him. I think I'm going to leave all 6'9", 6'10", of him alone. I know he's a little bit bigger than when he used to play, but I'm going to leave that man alone. Hey, listen, people, over the weekend, do your best to stay out of trouble. Try your best to stay out of trouble. Hey, thank you to Ben Standig for joining us, 980 Sports Radio in D.C., Commanders reporter, to talk about this Brian Robinson trade. Thank you oh so much as well. Coming through to join us, Pete Fuatek from collegefootballnews.com to get us all set and ready for the games that we have tomorrow. Yeah, noon, Iowa State, Kansas State. Let's go to Dublin. Let's be Irish. Maybe I'll find somewhere Irish, Irish bar or something to watch the game. Probably not. Anyway, if you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me all over the internet, everywhere, at JR Sport Brief. Please, be well, be safe, be amazing. Be all of the good things. Don't do anything stupid. Try your best. The JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Bodger.